Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me here on Mars Bar this August 13th, 2021. I am your host, Marcy Latimer. Don't forget, not everyone is a liberal in California. Oh no, I am proof of that here, a native San Diegan Californian. That's right. And not only that, I'm a fifth generation native San Diegan, so that makes me even more rare. But we have a lot more conservative people here than people might think. That's right, in California. And here I am to speak about that and just voice our concerns about what's going on in the nation. And once again, just thanking you for joining us here with the help of the EA Truth Radio. I want you to know that you can always join us at eternalaffairsmedia.org. Or .com, I'm so sorry. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always, God bless you. And I do want to start with a prayer. Father, we ask in Jesus' name to reveal your light and truth in our country and the world. We pray your kingdom come. Amen. Thanks again. This is a Friday, the 13th. If anybody's out there superstitious, I don't know if you are, but hey, I remember the last noteworthy Friday the 13th was, that I can remember on record, March 13th, 2020. Oh yes, I think a lot of people might remember that day. That Friday the 13th was pretty crazy because that was the last day of in-school session for the 2019-2020 school year for a lot of students, I think, across the entire nation. And that was basically the starting point of the COVID lockdowns. And now look at us here, a year and a half later, more than that even, August 13th, 2021. And now they're talking about even doing more lockdowns. And people are now, of course, screaming about the vaccine passports and how you're showing proof in order to get into some restaurants. San Francisco, California, the first in the state to do that. New York City. Now we're hearing New Orleans, Louisiana. These are some of the cities that are now requiring to show proof of vaccination in order to get into bars, restaurants, gyms, concert venues. This is out of hand. This has gotten out of hand. And I always will say, again, we have the freedom to choose what we want to do. We have the constitutional right to make up our own minds here in the land of the free. We're Americans. This is USA, United States of America, the land of the free. We are not a communist nation. We are not a socialist nation. This is a free nation where we should be able to make up our own minds. So people need to get a grip and they need to realize that. And it's really unfortunate what's going on in society and what we're seeing. And it's just bold right now across the land, and more cities are going to be following suit. It's just really unfortunate because people do have the right to refuse and the right to make up their own minds, and people are being shamed. People are being guilted. They're trying to anyway. The leftist lunacies, I've got to say, it's the leftist lunatics that are just feeding into the lies that the unvaccinated population is to blame for the surge in COVID or for the Delta variant, because that's their scare tactic they're going with right about now. The people who are vaccinated, I will say, all the power to you. If that's what you feel is right, that's great. That's your choice. And if you are vaccinated, why are you worried about the ones that aren't? That is the real question here. Because if it works, why are you so worried? They shouldn't be. And the people that are unvaccinated, that is their right, once again, to choose. It's really interesting how now people are trying to bully and shame people for not getting it. And they're calling them selfish for not getting it, when it's really about their own right to do so. And what happened to the leftist talking points? My body, my choice. Whatever happened to that? What happened to the pro-choice people? Isn't it interesting how they feel so passionate about that? My body, my choice when it comes to abortions, which is the murder of innocent babies. I will always stand strong for the babies, the unborn. I think that's just absolutely evil. And that agenda is horrific. And yet now, when we call them on what they're doing now, shaming people for not getting the vaccine, and you say, well, what happened to my body, my choice? I thought you were a pro-choice person. So this is my choice to not get it, because people can say that. And they speak back by saying, no, but you're being selfish. Wait, I'm confused. Isn't that hypocritical? Yeah, I think so. So I'm not here to say whether or not you should get it. That's your prerogative. That is your right as an American citizen, whether you get it or not. But what I am saying is this tyranny is running rampant, and it's wrong. Because if you resist, what's wrong with resisting tyranny and not having fear? Why not choose to live in faith as opposed to fear? Medical freedom is a right every individual should have. And a choice to use a synthetic, non-proven mRNA or to rely on natural God's immune system. That's your choice. And the vaccine has not been proven to even stop people from getting COVID, a mutating virus. I know people that have had COVID and then they were vaccinated, and or they got COVID after being vaccinated, is what I'm trying to point out. And I know that there are a lot of research and articles regarding it. And then, of course, what happened to the therapeutics? People need to do their research. It's not always about the vaccine. They have ivermectin, and of course, hydroxychloroquine. Of course, as we know, President Trump, he touted that as working. He got COVID, and within 4 days of taking hydroxychloroquine, he was cured of it. And then the people who do get COVID, they are at serious risk if they do end up getting the vaccine, because their immune system is actually going to be attacked more. This is what I'm reading. So in my opinion, I don't think it's in their best interest to get it if they have already had it, because they already have the antibodies. That's what I'm reading. This is what I am going to report. But don't take my word for it. Again, I'm not going to tell you whether or not you should do it. I'm just stating, excuse me, my opinions and what I have done my research on. So I just wanted to say, oh, somebody's writing that my wife works in an ER, and just today, 5 vaccinated people have died from this virus. Somebody just wrote that, 100-yard alchemist. Thank you for tuning in to Mars Bar with myself, Marcy Latimer, conservative talk here in California, and of course, across the United States. I speak for all of America, and I do appreciate you joining me. Yeah, so this is happening across the board. So for them to blame the unvaccinated for any surge is completely inaccurate. And people need to do more research, and they need to realize that we have the freedoms, we have the rights to make up our own minds. That's the point. That's the point I'm really trying to make. As Americans, we should have the freedom of choice, the freedom to choose. So these cities across the nation who are mandating to get into a restaurant, that is just plain wrong. That's wrong. You should be able to go into a restaurant without having to show proof of vaccination. This is tyranny. This is dictatorship. Oh, and of course, here in California, that dictator is Governor Gavin Newsom. Of course, I like to call him nuisance or new scum. Yeah, I do. I know I laugh a little bit at that. You have to keep it a little light. But I will say this. I do not like his agenda at all. And what he's doing now, by putting on this dictatorship of the teachers throughout the entire state. And he thinks it's a great thing to tout. He was saying, oh, we're going to be the first state to mandate all teachers and all faculty, not just teachers, anybody who works in a school must be vaccinated by September 30th. This is what they're doing. Or at least show proof of a negative COVID test. Okay, so that's the alternative. But you have to go through weekly testing if you do that. That is ridiculous, in my opinion. People need to trust their own godly immune system. And I feel bad for the children who are still being forced to wear the masks in class and even outside in the outdoors, the fresh air, where they're able to breathe life into these children and enjoy their outdoor activities, and they're being muzzled. I understand the masks are something that they feel a little safer in inside, but outdoors, why on earth would they need that outdoors? It doesn't make sense. And of course, this is my opinion. So again, if I were on Facebook and said that, oh, they would shut me down quick. I'm a hardcore criminal on Facebook, by the way. They love putting me in Facebook jail for any comment that goes against their community standards. I love their community standards, don't you? Yeah, it's anything basically that is conservative talk and conservative values or God loving values, anything to do with prayer. Oh yeah, they will come after you if we believe that our God-given immune system is okay, is enough, and we could write that, and they will write this goes against our community standards, which really means that they're from the devil. These people are demons who are doing this. Those fact checkers. Yeah, I'd say they hate the truth is what they hate. But this is very frustrating, and the media relentlessly fabricating and constantly using scare tactics. It's so, so sad. I mean, the pharma mafia cult, I believe that. They're falling prey to the pharma mafia cult. And then they're telling people that anybody who chooses not to get it are part of a cult. This is what the leftist talking point media is saying now. It's shocking and it's astounding, and people are literally falling for it who don't have their own opinions, or at least they're not truth seekers. They're just sheep. I call them sheeple, the people who just regurgitate what they hear from the leftist talking points. This is absolutely horrific. 100-yard alchemist says the issue is they only have a vaccine for one variant. Well, what about all the other variants? The vaccine is only going to help you for one, so why would I take that and I could still catch any multiple of the others? That's a bandage on a broken leg. Oh, I totally appreciate that comment. You're right. Absolutely. I agree. I think what's happening is they're going to constantly have to have fear mongering, and they're going to get you to have to do the booster shots every 6 months. This is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm reading about. And you're going to have to constantly get the booster. So that two shot, or whether you did the Johnson & Johnson, which is even a one shot, either way, the two shot with the Moderna, two shot with the Pfizer, you're still going to have to continually get those boosters. This is going to be an ongoing process. And what is it doing to your system? What is it doing to your actual immune, God-given immune system? These are things that people need to research and really understand. What is it going to do to my own body before they accept the liberal leftist talking points that are trying to scare you and say, you have to do this, you must do this, and all the shaming and the guilting that's coming from people on the left? This is horrific. Absolutely horrific. Look, President Trump said himself, he believes in the freedom to choose. And that's why I love him. And of course, I never was for his Operation Warp Speed, I will say. I mean, he did that. He did that. So I think it's interesting how the left is trying to take credit for what he did. It's really funny because they don't want to have anything to do with him. So if maybe we should turn the tables and just say, oh, you mean the Trump vaccine? Maybe we should call it the Trump vaccine. And then maybe they'll stop pushing and pushing and pushing. Wouldn't that be something? Just a thought. I'm just saying. Because if we put the name Trump to it, maybe they'll change their minds. But no, they want to take credit for everything. So I'm just saying, I love President Trump. He's my president. But he is responsible for Operation Warp Speed. And he was really backing the Johnson & Johnson. He didn't really, of course, they took that off the market. They didn't take the other ones off the market. I'm reading the other ones are really backed by the horrific people like George Soros, who wants to eradicate America, hates America. We've read this. We know this. And Bill Gates. And he's gone on record saying he wants depopulation, population control. So to me, that is a red flag. Just saying. But again, if you want to get it, that's your prerogative once again. But if you don't, leave people alone. They should be able to make up their own minds. So these are just things to think of. And I'm just worried about the future for our country because they're really pushing this agenda so far and wide that it's making people believe that that's the only way that they can live and completely stay with their jobs. I mean, job forces are on the line. Jobs are on the line because now companies are saying you must have this or we cannot have you work here. I mean, this is getting out of control, but that's what they're doing. This is their agenda. This is the propaganda they're offering people. So I choose freedom. And I met Peggy Hall, just so you know, I love Peggy Hall. If you're not familiar with her, she is a freedom fighter. Her husband's a pastor. They're wonderful people. And she has a website, the American, thehealthyamerican.org. I'm sorry, thehealthyamerican.org. Take a look. She has all the answers to any question you might have regarding how to get out of the vaccine mandate. So many wonderful things, whether it's religious freedom or anything else, for a rationale as to why you feel it's not for you. So thehealthyamerican.org, Peggy Hall, she's wonderful. Follow her if you must. I love her. I think she's great. And just meeting her in person just validated how wonderful she was and just a true freedom fighter. And I think she is definitely somebody who people should look up to. So I just wanted to inform you of that if you're not familiar. And I thank you again for coming on. And one more thing I was going to say. Last week I was going to mention the Mike Lindell Cyber Symposium that happened August 10th through the 12th. Yes, it officially ended. And we thank Mike Lindell for being such a positive, godly man who is such a freedom fighter himself. He wants to show the truth. He wants to shine light on the truth. And the 2020 election was stolen. We know that. He was putting all the information out there. Gosh, we thank him and we pray for him. And we want to just pray for his safety and, of course, President Trump's safety and just give them a hedge of protection from God himself. Protect these men who are shining a light on the corruption of the world and America in general so we can just have our United States back where we need to be. And I'm hoping something still positive will come from that symposium, but it only has ended only a day ago. So we will see what it leads to. But I do believe it. And I thank him for going the mile. He's been quite an inspirational man to do that. So putting his company on the line and everything else. And he's great. So we appreciate patriots like him. So again, thank you once again for joining me here on Mars Bar on this August 13th, Friday the 13th. Hopefully it's a lucky one for you. All right. And again, thank you for joining us. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And always, God bless you. Have a great weekend.